You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3. It's Mail It In Friday, brought to you by 1 in 100.
I wouldn't be at work today. No way. Okay. Non-negotiable.
Really?
Yeah.
Non-negotiable.
So what if we mail in one day of the week? I mean, come on, it's Friday.
The plant called and said if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
All right, we're out of here at 6:30 for the pregame. It's a Maple Leaf game night tonight. The Devils in town, the Hall of Fame game. You can watch it on TSN 4. Hear it right here on TSN 1050. Doubleheader for the Leafs this weekend. They're in Boston tomorrow. Brian Hayes, Kara Wagman, Jamie Noodles McLennan. The O-Dog is down at the rink. He's on the panel tonight. And the MVP is in the house, and the Hall of Famers have kind of taken up all the buzz. And I was wondering about this earlier, though. Even if it wasn't the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah.
Is Taylor Hall a guy who, like, creates buzz on his own? He's the reigning MVP.
He is now, I think.
Does he?
I don't know. You know why, though? It's New Jersey. And you just, there's two teams in the NHL that he, every time I say their names, he just smiles with some sort of, like, nah, they're no good.
You don't like Jersey? Well, Jersey guy?
Jersey and Buffalo. If I mention the Buffalo Bills, he can't help himself.
Well, because the Bills do it to themselves, though.
Yeah. Like
the Bills are at the Jets this weekend, and they're 7.5-point dogs. There was a book out in Vegas that came up with an odds. They placed an odd on Buffalo playing Alabama, and the spread was 28.5, which, as much as I goof on the Bills, I think they would crush Alabama. As good as Alabama is, and they got all these future first-round picks. But what's embarrassing about that is the reason they chose the Bills is because Vegas is telling you that's the worst team in the NFL. It's not Oakland. It was always Cleveland. It was always the Browns versus whoever's the best team in college football. That was the odd that they would come up with.
Now
so the fact
Bills.
That it's the Bills. But Jersey just, you know, there's nothing to them. They're the third team in the greater New York area. I know they won all those cups, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they don't move the needle for you.
Yeah, I know they won those cups. No, just don't do it for me. Remember, there was a Jersey fan, whoever it was, like, you were like, that's the biggest joke of an organization or whatever. And there was somebody who would write into our show who was so rattled.
People that stream the show down there in Jersey that are Devils fans and... I actually know a couple of Devils fans. I'm sure there are more irrelevant teams in the league, but they are on the bottom third in terms of move-the-needle type teams. I mean, let's be honest here.
But Taylor winning the heart, the storyline behind it, the trade. I did the game the other night. Like, this could potentially be a trap game for the Leafs. Mm-hmm. They're looking forward to the Bruins tomorrow, regardless of the roster that the Bruins are putting forth with Tuukka out and McAvoy. And New Jersey, you're looking back and saying, okay, they gave up a bunch of goals to Ottawa the other night. So, and Ottawa's been a team that's, you know, got their own struggles right now. So the Leafs could be a little bit, in their own mind, taking this a little bit lightly.
Well, they better be careful with that, the way they played at home. I know they got a win earlier in the week, but that wasn't exactly a Picasso. They didn't play great against Vegas.
But I can see what you're saying. Like, after laying an egg against Ottawa, you might want a little redemption for that, bounce back for that. And, I mean, maybe it's silly, but it is the Hockey Hall of Fame game. Marty Brodeur is going in. Maybe there's a little added motivation there.
Yeah, you're looking down. You see.
That's a good question. Would these current players have any connection to Marty Brodeur? Like, is Miles Wood saying, man, I got to bring it tonight. Marty's in the house.
No, but Marty is back with the organization, so maybe he's around a little bit more, maybe more visual. I don't know. Did the guys, if Brendan Shanahan was going in or Brendan Shanahan was being, like, guys, they identify, but they don't.
No.
I wholeheartedly believe this, and O speaks it better than I do because he said when you played, like, you're oblivious to everything else that went on. You focus on playing. So everything else becomes just noise or, oh, we have to do this, we have to do that. Like, and you're not being mean about it. It's just your job is to worry about, like, Mitch Marner's job is to worry about playing well tonight.
Yeah.
Not to be waving and shaking hands and doing all these things that come with the ceremonial puck drops, all of that. I hated it, and I openly admit I hated the anthems. I hated the ceremonies, not because I was disrespectful. I just want to get to the game.
Your focus.
And
yeah, the players, and I think people accept that. The players obviously have a different approach than the people in the stands.
But everyone's so young. Like, so Mitch Marner, does he, you know, he's not going to remember, you know, I'm sure he doesn't remember the older players, but like.
No, he's not going to remember Marty Brodeur winning his first cup,
yeah,
you know, in 95. You're
right,
not going to
like
remember
that.
Right,
like, you're a young kid, and you don't identify with those players. You certainly respect them, but not a lot of players are hockey historians. Like, Scheifele seems like. Scheifele's a guy who's, like, dialed in. There are some guys who are young that are really into the NHL. There's other players that are completely oblivious.
I always find it so interesting when you listen, and not just in hockey, you always hear basketball players talking about how they're not watching basketball on off nights, and hockey players, they're not really, like, they watch their film, they work on their game, they're aware of what's going on maybe in their division, but they're not out there watching game after game every night. Mm-hmm. That always, I guess, kind of surprises me a little bit.
Well, you just expect, because we do it, like, why wouldn't they? They're even more invested. We're just fans. Like, we have a job to do, but there are so many fans that's all they do is watch hockey or watch basketball. And debate with their friends and their colleagues about what move should happen and what team is good and what team is bad. And so you expect the people that are actually involved to be feeling the same way, and they don't.
Feel a little more invested.
They don't care at all.
I will say this,
it's
though.
Like, I just want to get paid and I'll play and that's it.
Just before social media, there were guys who didn't care who would have no idea what was going on. I think social media has helped opened up at least the information process for some players.
All right, we're going to get to future headlines a little bit later in this half hour. But last night was a statement by Pittsburgh, and it sure sounds like Le'Veon Bell is coming back. James Conner suffering a concussion. I guess they could use him now. Here is longtime NFLer and current NFL analyst back on Overdrive, Brian Baldinger. How you doing, Brian?
Well, I'm doing good, guys. It's good to be with you and Carol as well. I don't want to not include everybody here at the round table, but it's good to be with you guys.
Absolutely. We always appreciate you doing this. The Steelers, they were coming in hot before last night anyway. And it's a short week, Carolina on the road, but how big of a statement was that in terms of the Steelers saying, we are legit, we have been legit, and we intend on winning a Super Bowl this year?
Well, I mean, I think it's their fifth win in a row. So they're stacking wins right here. They're turning the corner. They're sort of separating themselves from everybody else in the division. And the good thing about winning a game like that at home on a Thursday night is you get 10 days for guys like James Conner to kind of get back to form. And he's been the MVP of the team this year. So, I think, but they clicked in all cylinders last night. I mean, the young guys, TJ Watt and Bud Dupree defensively, they played very well. And then, I mean, Ben was just outstanding last night. And the offensive line, I mean, I think the New Orleans Saints have the best offensive line, but the Steelers are very, very good. And they did everything well. They controlled the line of scrimmage all night last night.
It's interesting you say James Conner, the MVP of that team, because Bell, it sounds like he'll be back. By next Sunday, he's going to be back. And let's presume Conner gets a clean bill of health and he's ready to play. Going forward, how do you expect the snaps to be divvied up in the backfield in Pittsburgh?
I don't really think it's going to change. I mean, James Conner has been basically the number one ball carrier by far. In fact, going into last night's game, Ben Roethlisberger was second on the team in rushing with 48 yards. I mean, James Conner has been the bell cow. No pun intended with Le'Veon Bell coming in, but he's done everything that they could have possibly asked him to do. And he's on pace for over 2,000 yards and over 20 touchdowns here on the season. So, I mean, when I say the MVP of the team, there's nothing that he didn't do for that team in the first nine games. And I know last night he got dinged, but I think he's going to be okay 10 days from now. But I don't know what they're going to do with Le'Veon. I mean, I don't know what kind of condition he's in. I don't know if you're going to be able to find out what kind of shape he's in. I mean, this has been nine hard weeks or 10 hard weeks of football. And you certainly can't be in football shape by not playing. So I don't think that they're going to change that much unless something happens to James Conner right now.
Brian, 52-21 last night. Now, full disclosure, I am a Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
okay.
But that's all about right. As good as I've seen them look in a very long time. Yeah. I don't want to overreact here, but where do you have them sitting in the AFC right now when you look at the Chiefs, the Patriots?
Well, you know, the Patriots, obviously, since you are that fan, you know that the Patriots have been their nemesis. I mean, they can't beat them. You know, regular season, playoffs, I mean, they haven't been able to beat them. But, you know, every year is a different year. I think they're a little bit more dynamic right now because of Juju Smith-Schuster. I mean, he's now in his second year, and he's a bona fide force. I mean, you know, the first play last night, they mix up the coverage in Carolina. He goes 75 yards, and he can make you pay the way Antonio Brown can make you pay. So they got two dynamic guys. They've got two really good tight ends. Their offensive line is out. I think they're a better team right now. And, you know, the young guys on defense, they're not young guys anymore. They played a lot of football, and they've kind of rebuilt that defense. I mean, this isn't Ryan Shazier anymore. I mean, there's a lot of new faces in there. And T.J. Watt is really coming on, and Bud Dupree. And so the new guys have really stepped up, and it helps that Joe Hayden is staying healthy and playing at a high level. But I think this is the best team they've had in a while now, Carol. So they're right there. It might be home field advantage and where you play the games and who's healthy in January, that kind of thing. But, I mean, they're right there in the mix.
With Brian Baldinger, the NFL Network. Big news today out of New Orleans. It sounds like Dez Bryant blew out his Achilles. He's only been there for like 48 hours. And he was waiting for someone to extend him an offer, and he got one, and it was a perfect spot because the Saints are going to the playoffs. They play indoors. He didn't have to be the number one guy. Felt like this was a real platform for him to get his career back on track, and now he blows out his Achilles. I'm not sure he can get his career back after that. What do you make of the news, and do you think Dez Bryant will ever play in the NFL again?
I think he has a chance to play again. I mean, he's going to miss an entire season right now. And, he's, you know, it took him 10 weeks to find a job. So now teams that were already leery of him are going to even be more leery. So the Saints, they had an injury to Cameron Meredith. There was an opening. They thought maybe they could get a really good half a season out of him, provided, you know, he could pick up the offense. But it's unfortunate. I mean, but it also goes to, man, if you're not, you just don't know what kind of shape you really are in. I mean, I'm sure Dez is working out, but, I mean, who knows? Running at the local high school, whatever he might have been doing, just isn't NFL football. So, I mean, I feel terrible for Dez because I'm actually calling the game Sunday in Cincinnati. I was looking forward to talking to him. And, you know, he turned down offers, presumably, from Baltimore and Cleveland, you know, to wait for the right situation. And this was the right situation. So I thought we were going to get the very best of Dez, the most motivated Dez, and now we're not going to get that opportunity this year.
Yeah, crushing for him. The Saints, I guess, will just keep rolling. I mean, they're 7-1 or 8-1 without him, so yeah. I don't think they're
They can throw the ball to Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara every single play.
Right.
They practically do as anyway. So, I mean, it's not really going to change anything that they do right now.
Thank you, Brian. We always appreciate you finding time for us.
My pleasure.
There's Brian Baldinger of the NFL Network. Quickly, time for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. I'm on the Colts this weekend at home against the Jags. Both teams coming off a bye. I kept betting on the Jags early in the season, and they kept disappointing me. So
you've had enough of them?
Yeah, this is simply a spiteful bet. I hate the Jags. Philly, I think, wins big against Dallas. Yeah. I think the Cowboys are in a bad spot. I'm going to lay the points. It's a big number. But Philly coming off a bye at home, I'm going to take the points. The Giants. In one of the all-time awful Monday nighters, Giants-Niners. It is going to be like watching paint dry. But I'll be into it because I got the Giants plus 3.5. Throw down 20. You can score 100. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN1050Radio. And get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, get way into the game. So last night, I mean, the Steelers, that was a big win for them. The Sunday nighter is Eagles-Cowboys.
We'll Big see. Ben, he just gets it done.
Oh, man. That was as complete a performance as I've seen him have in a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
He carries a lot of weight.
Right? Oh, he's a big boy. He is not cut.
He can take a hit.
But he's not chiseled. He did take
a hit
last night.
Every week he gets crushed. Last week, remember, he was almost dead on the field.
I know. But that one, he got run down last week. He tried to get out of the pocket and run it down, and he got hit from behind. Last night was kind of head contact,
sliding
right?
The head contact with Eric Reed, yeah.
No, he has taken a beating throughout it because he's such a big guy. It's like Cam. Cam Newton's the same thing. Those guys, they get out of the pocket, they extend plays, and then they get hit.
But does Cam Newton get that ejection? Cam Newton never gets whistles.
No, he never does. That was a big controversy a couple of years ago where people were taking liberties on him all the time. And the only quarterback in the league they weren't protecting, or it felt like it, was Cam. But that was a tough look for him last night. Like, I expected more out of Cam Newton. He's had a really good year. Carolina's had a good year. But Pittsburgh's won five in a row. And doesn't look like they're going to slow down anytime soon. I'm sure you heard about this, Kara. We're going to Vegas in February.
I heard about this. I saw some colorful suits. Is that what you guys are going to wear for the wedding?
Well, O's going to wear his because he loves the suit so much.
O's,
you know what the best part about
perfectly
it is?
Tailored O's suit.
Perfectly tailored. And, like, he hates the picture, the promo picture so much because I don't know why. We did about 50 pictures, and that's the one that was chosen. And the angle of it is a little tough. That's
on the boiler.
There's a chance that was the best one.
That there is,
like, there is that chance.
They could have just moved the plant up
a
little bit and just photoshopped it a little.
Photoshop
taller.
Is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, yeah,
you've got
have
three
to work
slugs
on
in the same pic.
Yeah, we're gonna have to work on the Photoshop for sure.
Say I Do with Overdrive in Las Vegas this Valentine's Day. The O-Dog Noodles and I are ready to become your groomsmen. Send us an email to vegas1050@bellmedia.ca. Vegas1050@bellmedia.ca and tell us why you and your better half want to tie the knot or renew your vows, Overdrive style, and you could get hitched in Vegas with flights and accommodations provided by tripcentral.ca. Send a photo, shoot a video, dig deep, do whatever you got to do, get creative. Details at tsn1050.ca. So we've had dozens and dozens and dozens of submissions already. Oh, yeah.
We're like at 60
like triple,
or 80.
Oh, or way more than that. We're up to like triple digits now.
Really?
And couple more entries over the past 24 hours.
Are you going to read them?
Yeah. Do you want to read them?
Well, I'll read one or two.
Give me a couple of them.
This one I think would be pretty cool. The Leafs need us. We were married in 1967. Leafs win the cup. Remarried in Vegas in 2019. Do the Leafs win the cup? Question mark.
That was from Bob, and Bob, that is a very enticing pitch.
That is a great angle to take on that pitch.
Very impressive.
Very superstitious. I could see us riding with Bob and his wife. They've been married for over 50 years.
That's impressive.
A renewal in Vegas with us three? I mean, the Leafs would be a lock.
Wow.
The Leafs would be a lock to win the Cup.
And that would be pretty cool.
And I'm not sure there's going to be anyone else that can match that type of renewal.
I like
how
that
many
one.
Other people listening to this show have been married for over 50 years.
Yeah. I'm surprised they like hang in there to listen to us three fools.
Well, yeah.
I wonder if Bob's wife likes the show.
That
or if it's just Bob?
We need to find out more about that. Yeah. If I guess they must if they're coming to Vegas or they want to come to Vegas.
Love it.
Anyone else you want to read from? We got a bunch of them here.
This one's cool. My girlfriend and I have been together for a year and a half, and she is the best. She's not into sports at all, but since I love the Leafs so much and she loves me, she watches them at home and comes to games with me. I want to marry this girl so bad. We joke about eloping to Vegas and getting married. So what a perfect opportunity. I just say the first name, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Amanda.
Okay, perfect. So there you go. We're getting a lot of different submissions.
You know what? If a girl is willing, who doesn't like sports, maybe doesn't listen to the show, but she's willing to go to Vegas and do this for her wedding.
Yeah. Impressive.
Yeah.
That's a keeper.
We'll see. So send your submissions and get creative. Vegas1050@bellmedia.ca. And flights and accommodations provided by our friends at tripcentral.ca. Leafs with a doubleheader. It's Hall of Fame weekend. Bettman will be introduced tonight. We should point out, I think people know this, but Joe Bowen's going in this weekend, too.
Yes.
And that's long overdue.
It is.
He's going into the broadcasting wing, and he won't be out there with the Hall of Famers technically tonight, but I believe the Leafs are going to acknowledge him tonight, as they should.
Well, they'll acknowledge him probably in the first TV time.
I'll bet you that gets the loudest ovation. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Like, as much as, you know, Marty Brodeur, Marty St. Louis, Jaina Hefford, Willie O'Ree, Bettman's getting booed. Bettman's getting booed.
You're 100% on that, eh?
I think he is, too.
I think it would be a travesty if they didn't boo him. Because it would make Toronto look, I think, really soft. And he's going into the hall. I understand it's a big moment for him. But when he shows up at a rink and his name gets called, you boo him. That's what hockey fans do.
I think he kind of likes the boos, too.
I've always believed that.
Yeah, I think he does.
There's a part of him that appreciates that he always gets booed.
Why would he would just, I mean, it's the Hall of Fame. It's got nothing to do with, like, his body of work right now. I mean, it technically does.
That's exactly what it is.
But, I mean, I'm saying it's, you should put personal feelings aside and be like, give him a standing O.
Yeah, but when do people ever do that? Especially when they've had a couple pops at a game.
Dude, that's true. As I said earlier, this guy gets booed when he's handing the cup to the home team.
You're right. If that doesn't get a standing, like a cheer,
exactly.
Then nothing
is ever. How could you be at any point rattled or bitter or stop your celebration to think, oh, no, now I have to boo for the next 30 seconds?
And maybe there's some people who are taking issue with when he's going in. Is there no one else that finds it weird that he's going in while he's still the sitting
But I don't think he should be going in when he's still the commissioner.
But he's in the builder. You're right. But then I thought Bob McKenzie made a great point yesterday saying Lou Lamoriello's in the hall and he's still a general manager.
Yeah. But Lou's not as polarizing as the commissioner.
Who knows if Lou will ever walk away.
I get that. But I don't know. I just feel if you're a Hall of Famer, I don't know what's the right... Like, players have to wait like 3 years. Mm-hmm. I think it's just... I would like to see... Maybe we should try something in future shows. If there was no waiting period, like who would just be going in the hall? Like
while they're still playing?
Well,
Sid would be in. Ovi would be in right
like
now.
That's,
there'd be a number of players. Taves and Kane would go in right now.
Right, like that's...
Duncan Keith.
We can make a list. And then because he wants to put everyone in the hall all the time.
I always...
Like, Hall of Famer, Hall
I'm
of
always
Famer.
Supporting so the Hall
what
of Fame.
Point
Except for anyone plays for the New Jersey Devils.
Right.
Yeah. Forget it.
Well, maybe Taylor Hall someday. All right, we're bringing back future headlines, and it's brought to you by 1in100.net. For a 1in100 chance of winning killer seats to any Toronto game, go to 1in100.net, and your first entry is free. Bit of a different spin. Few options in terms of what the headline could be on Monday morning, and you guys have to tell me which one is the most likely to happen.
Okay.
All right? Leafs sweep the weekend. Devils tonight at Boston tomorrow. The Bills beat the Jets in New York. Or Bettman gets a loud ovation tonight. Doesn't get booed, I should phrase it that way. What is the most likely headline that
Leafs
you will
sweep
see?
In the weekend.
Yeah, the Bettman, that's a 0% chance, according to you.
Well, according to me, it doesn't mean I have to be right.
And Bills.
I think there's a 0% chance he gets a loud ovation.
Yeah.
He's not going to get a Joe Bowen type ovation tonight. The Bills could beat the Jets. The Bills, absolutely.
The Jets aren't that
strong. The Jets are brutal. I don't think Darnold's playing. He's injured. The Jets, they're both bad teams. The Bills' defense is good enough to pick up a win on their own.
Yeah, and the Leafs could sweep. I mean, Jersey's had a tough go, and
Boston's right
banged
now,
up. But it is a back-to-back situation. That's the only thing. Like it's
perfect on the road, too. At some point, that's going to come to an end.
The second half is the Leafs are on the road. They play well there.
Yeah,
I think the Leafs could sweep.
You got the Leafs sweep being the most likely headline on Monday?
I think it's possible. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Is that your choice?
Yeah, because I don't... You talk trash on the Bills. That scares me.
I got the Bills.
You're taking
winning.
The Bills.
I got the Bills.
Is Peterman...
I assume Peter. I don't even pay attention to the details of the
Do
Bills
you still
anymore.
Think... Okay, so you mentioned the Bama thing before. Do you actually think that the Bills could beat Bama if Peterman's in?
Yes.
You still think
I think
so, eh?
I have such an appreciation for the difference between the NFL and college football. Peterman, he'd throw a pick six or two, but they'd win.
Yeah.
All right, Kara, thanks for doing this. Good seeing you.
Thanks for having me.
There's Kara Wagland. Noodles, you're out of here. We're both out of here. We're back Monday at 4 p.m. live from the Hall of Fame.
We're going to chat then.